Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. We welcome in now Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. Deuce, how are you, man?
Doing good, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. You're already on the road, traveling?
Just getting back, man. I had to go over to Galveston for something and then just got back, so trying to catch up on everything, so I had a little flight delay and I apologize about that.
That's all right. Deuce's travels, we know you're a well-traveled dude. Deuce, 4-8, Buccaneers come to town on Monday, or they go to Tampa Bay, excuse me, on Monday, and I know it sounds wild and I get tired of hearing about it, but the Saints are still technically in this thing.
No, they're 100% in. I mean, that it does sound wild. It's quite fascinating, to say the least, and I think that's probably the most frustrating part about it. If you don't care of any of your business up until this point, you would, head and shoulders above where everybody else is, and teams would be chasing you, but that isn't the case. But guess what? All is not lost. So if they can just take care of the business, they give themselves a chance.
Deuce, and I've done, I can't tell you how many shows about the in Tampa about the Saints. The same frustration you hear here, you hear it in Tampa. Man, what the hell's happened to this team? And they got Tom Brady at quarterback, okay? So that's a different story. But you hear the same frustration. It's almost like mirror images of one another and sort of the same issues. Not being able to move the football on offense. At times, the defense plays great. Other times, not so much. And then late in games, and I watched the end of the Bucs-Browns game. Man, Tom Brady missed on four different times wide-open receivers. They could never stop Nick Chubb. Good, but listen, they're in a long line with that because Nick can run the football. And that's the one thing the Browns can do is run the football well. But you hear it. It's almost the same thing from people covering the Bucs you hear from people covering the Saints. The frustration of, man, if a couple more games went our way, we so far ahead in the division, man, we looking in the rearview mirror, and I think that's what really is frustrating for Saints fans and also for Bucs fans.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at the Bucs and some of the issues that they've had, I would say one thing that is surprising is their run defense is not
good.
I mean, I understand that you did lose Sue, but you can't tell me that Sue made that much of a difference to where you've dropped off so far from a run defense standpoint. But for them offensively, it starts up front. They were going to have that issue when they lost their two guards and then your all-pro center gets hurt. That's the problem right there with Tampa Bay. And now your quarterback.
Now your tackles are hurt.
Well, now, but that they weren't hurt before. I'm just saying going into the season.
Yeah.
Going into the season, that was the issue. I mean, that's the issue. Your quarterback has never liked pressure up the middle. And so now he knows that. And then he's a little older, so he doesn't practice every day. And you talk about from a timing standpoint, the timing isn't there. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I mean, but that if you knew football, you knew that going into it. Yeah. Now, running
game is almost nil. Because now Rashad, it's his show now. It looked like they've almost unplugged Leonard completely.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And he's frustrated as well.
Yeah.
He's frustrated with his role as well. And so, you know, that's a whole nother story and a subject. I mean, but for the Saints, if you really watch this team and understand this team, you knew what the limitations were with this team.
Yep.
You knew what unit had to play well, and you knew what unit had to play at least up to par or average at best. And you have just been up and down. And, I mean, if you're being honest and objective, you kind of knew and understood, all right, these guys right here, defensively, they have to be elite.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to be average.
Right, we can't be middle of the pack, dudes. We can't be middle of the pack. Come on. We can't be middle.
I mean, is that not average?
No, it's average, middle of the pack. We can't have that. But I can tell you what, you know where we are not average? And I think we humbled and surprised the 49ers. Where has that been all year? We were unbelievable.
Well, no,
run defense.
Overall,
run defense. No, but
game.
Run defense. The 49ers wanted to run.
I understand that game, but I'm saying overall, for this team to have been what we expected.
Right,
what
I agree.
They expected it to be, that defense had to be elite.
Yes.
No, it had to be
not
elite.
One
but,
game,
but not one
not
game.
Not one game,
yeah.
But overall for the season.
Well, I can tell you one thing why we did this against the 49ers. They probably thought, man, we're gonna run it down the Saints' throat. You know, we've given up like 4.6 yards a carry. The Rams just got 4.9 yard average. You know what? We're going to jam it down the Saints' throat. That did not happen. To me, like, where has that been all year? But that was not the case. The 49ers, to me, I look at New Orleans. You know why, Deuce? I thought it was our best tackling effort the whole season. You know, like when you have a chance to tackle somebody, do they go down? I thought San Fran, we did an unbelievable job. Now we got to do that continuously against Tampa Bay going forward. But that was the one thing. You know, you look at, okay, it wasn't all bad. You didn't score any points. But I'm looking at, okay, it might be like, hey, Bear, that's all you focus on? No, that's a good thing because I think run defense and how you try to make teams one-dimensional, I think it's our best tackling performance all season.
I agree with you, Bobby. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have an argument here. I mean, I 100% agree. My only gripe with our defense, I need turnovers.
Yes.
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 I need turnovers. I mean, you've got to figure out a way. When I get my hands on the football, I got to come up with it. I got to come up with it. I can't knock footballs down. I can't hold on plays. This defense becomes elite when it turns teams over. That's the only thing that you're missing with that defense. Offensively, you have to run the football. You have to hit explosive. You've been inconsistent in that area, and you turn the football over. I mean, if you can't do those two things, then you're not helping your defense at all.
Deuce, are you seeing enough accountability from the captains and the leaders of this team in the midst of not playing well?
I mean, that's a loaded question. An accountability as far
Chris
as,
is trying to
which,
set you up, dude.
No, I guess, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, no, so, dude, I'm not trying to jack you. I'll make it more clear.
No, I mean, but that's a loaded question. So from an accountability as far as speaking to the media or an accountability as far as running sprints, what from what part of an accountability?
He's talking about the media. Come
yeah,
on, Chris.
I mean,
keep it real.
I want to hear from – I know – look, I've been around that team for a long time when I was a sideline reporter, and – even when they didn't play well, there were guys that stood up in that locker room, multiple guys, Zach Streif being one of them, but several that would stand up and just and answer every question and wouldn't duck the media. And I don't know if they're ducking the media or not, but it seems like it.
No, hey, look, that's a legit fuss. That's a legit argument to have, but I can't make him talk. I can't make the captain go up there and talk.
Who are you
either.
Talking about, Alvin Kamara? Come
saying.
On, dudes, keep it real.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, say
and
Alvin Kamara.
AK, if I made a mistake,
right.
I got to own it.
Yes.
I got to own it.
I guess what I'm asking you.
I have never heard any player ever say, I'm doing a post-game press conference, I got to go through my lawyers. What? I got to go through my lawyers because they might ask me something about Las Vegas. No, we want to know why in hell you fumbled against the 49ers. We don't care if you beat somebody up in Las Vegas, what occurred there. We want to know what's going forward, what happened in the game.
Well, I can tell you why he fumbled. He wasn't squeezing the football. That's why he fumbled.
No,
he wasn't squeezing
bubble.
The football.
But, Deuce, I guess what I'm saying.
I mean, he wasn't squeezing the football.
What I'm saying is you've been a leader in that locker room. You've been there when things weren't going well. I recall you standing up quite often and answering to the media.
We're two different individuals. I mean, at some point he will talk. It may not be when we wanted him to talk, but he will talk. He will have to face the music and tell us, hey, look, I didn't play well. He knows he didn't play well. He knows he has to be he has to play better. He has to be the best player on the field for this New Orleans Saints to be successful. That's non-negotiable.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Hey, that's it. The Deuce hit it right on the head there. You know, just stand up to the plate. When things are going well, you gotta address the masses. You gotta address the media. And then when things aren't going well, that just comes with the territory. You know, that'd be like all of a sudden you got a seasoned veteran like Andy Dalton. And he's the quarterback, and we're not winning. Andy Dalton said, I ain't talking to the quarterback. Talk to my – I mean the media. Talk to my lawyer. What? Come on. Everybody, much is given, much is required, and you got that big C on your jersey. Whether you're an offensive defense, you got to talk to the media. Listen, you can give some BS answer. Oh, we got to because I've done it before. We got to play hard. We got to tackle and block better and all that. You could say – well, yes, we're not going to win the game if I lay it on the ground. And then how is the media going to challenge that?
Well, I can tell you, I'm tired of hearing I didn't play well. I want to hear why. What's the reason the team didn't play
well? You could say lack of concentration or I got a snot bubble. That dude knocked the crap out of me. That's why I fumbled. And then how about you say that? Like, oh, that's pretty honest. You know, I'm trying to hold on to the ball, but I got the crap knocked out of me. That's why I fumbled. I mean, that happens.
Deuce, you there?
Yeah, I'm
are you still listening?
You it happened.
Yeah, right. No, Deuce, you know how it is to protect the football.
He wasn't extending it out. He never even got a chance to extend the football out.
Right.
He never got a chance to extend the football out. I mean, but that's a situation also where we can't love him when he does extend it out at home and he's able to break the plane. But then he's fighting for this extra yards and he doesn't get the extra yards and he ends up fumbling. I mean, so you have to be able to take the good with the bad.
That's
but at
true.
The same time, he knows that he has to be able to come and tell the story so the people can hear his own words and not just us assuming. I mean, but trust me, he doesn't feel good that he didn't play well. He doesn't feel one bit as far as like, hey, I'm shaking it off. It doesn't matter. He knows. Here's what it comes down to. If, and it's not just him, because we know, if you continue on the track that you are, there will be changes.
Yes,
no
question.
There will be young men in that locker room that will not be back. There will be coaches in that locker room that will not be back, period. So you know how to change that? You win.
Yep.
And if you don't win, that locker room will look a lot different and that coaching staff will look a lot different.
That's a great point, dude. That is a great point.
That's what we've been talking about also, the exact same thing.
That is a great point. But why? I've never heard an NFL player, now this is the season, and you're breaking down your game performance and you're going to address the media, that my lawyer suggested I don't talk to the media. And then the media comes back and says, we're not going to ask you anything about Las Vegas. We're going to talk about the game. And then you still decline it. Now, that's a bunch of BS. I don't know. That's some millennial crap or something.
It may be some millennial stuff. It may be some BS. But look up some of the stuff that Dennis Rodman did.
Oh, God.
No. He was crazy. He went to North Korea. Come on. He's hanging out with Kim Jong-un, whatever.
Now you didn't set him off, dude.
Yeah. What?
Now you set him off.
And Rodman, he goes to Vegas. Like, we got games. Like, you playing games and he goes to Vegas.
Right,
so, hey, what do you want? Don't ask me about Vegas. I'm going to Vegas. What do you mean? I'll be back.
That's like crazy stuff.
Deuce, real quick, Georgia LSU, your thoughts.
LSU has to create at least two turnovers.
I agree.
Obviously, they can't turn the football over themselves. And then you talk about being able to stop the run, because that's what Georgia's going to do. They're going to continue to stop the run and stop the run. They're going to run the football, but then they want to hit you with explosives, you know, with the multiple weapons as far as tight ends.
Yeah.
And your quarterback, Daniels, has to be special that day. He can't afford to be average. He's got to hit some deep shots as far as that's not a defense that I think that you can consistently drive the field 8, 9, 10, 12 plays. You've got to hit some explosive plays, and he's going to have to use his legs to make some plays.
Deuce, we'll talk to you again soon, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Deuce.
All right, Deuce.
All right, fellas.
Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.